And now dictation for Robert Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N, July 2345. Address as a letter, Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, for 632249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mr. Sullivan, teleconference, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in June. Denies hospital admission. Weighed down a few pounds on purpose, trying to follow in a diet. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood melena. Infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently no edema. He does have arthritis of the knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the spironolactone, atenolol. He is on diabetes, cholesterol, memory treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents, medications for peripheral vascular disease, Pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, and for enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, he's alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences. He does have memory issues, but he's able to establish a conversation. Next paragraph, chemistries, December, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine at 1.2, which is baseline. He's being as high as 1.3, 1.4. Electrolyte base normal. Calcium albumin normal. Liver function test not elevated. Present GFR 59 to stage 3. Diabetes A1C at 6.5. Elevated prostate PSA at 7.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension. Appears to be well controlled. Next number, early dementia. Next number, enlargement of the prostate with intermittent incontinence. Next number, osteoarthritis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, obesity. Next paragraph, we will see him in 1 year, appears stable, end of dictation.